And isn't it amazing how you can give this information out to people that you know who live in TV world when they tune in every day and get their downloading of trivia, indoctrination and political correctness. And you can give it to them and it just bounces off them because they really believe it does not concern them. Those people are gone. They are gone. They are the dead. They're the walking dead. And people have been complaining for years that you can't wake them up. And I agree, there's no point in trying to wake them up. The amount of information you can gather and pass on has to be given out to the right people. Don't waste your energy on the walking dead. Because as soon as they agree with you, they'll be back into the television and just gone into la-la land. It triggers them. They go into la-la land. If that TV comes on with the regular shows, the world must be just okie-dokie. Just fine. Just swell, as they used to say. And you be called a raving lunatic for talking about stuff that is so, makes them so uneasy. They don't like to be uneasy. An egocentric society has been created where they will always avoid pain, any kind of pain, that's emotional pain too, and seek pleasure. That was pushed from the 50s onwards, from Tavistock and its minions, and it's never ceased. Most people truly will look for any escape from pain, mental pain and discomfort, and seek pleasure, anything to distract them for another half hour or an hour on television so they can laugh. That's why you have canned laughter on these TV comedies. Canned laughter gives you a Pavlovian response. So you're being insulted when they switch on the canned laughter and you automatically laugh because you hear it. You're just like Pavlov's dogs. Very simple. But that's what most folk will go for. They even have to be told when to laugh.